Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. I'm pulling my father in, and so he'll be Dad. That's what you call divine perfect timing. Yes, divine perfect timing. There you go. So, hey, I'm glad you're here. I know you got an incredible show for us today, a Bible show, but it sounds more like romance, okay? It sounds more like something that you'd watch on TV on a great, good video. So tell us what you got.
Well, before I start on the story, let me tell you something. Today is my daughter's birthday.
Wow.
Some years back.
Thank you.
Some years back, she is in labor for 40, not she, her mother was in labor for 40 hours. We thought we was going to lose her, but somehow the miracle applied and she came out. They brought the baby. At that time, men were not allowed in the delivery room. And I was standing outside the delivery room, and the nurse came out with a baby wrapped in a blanket, as they always do. And I looked at her, and I said, she said, "This is your baby. You're a baby girl." I said, "Gosh, this is the afterbirth. I've never seen such an ugly baby." That's a true story. But with labor for 40 hours and forcep marks and everything, she looked horrible, but she grew into a beautiful lady and a beautiful mind. But that's not what I want to talk about. I said, I got to wish my daughter a happy birthday. I'm going to talk about adultery, killing, damnation. It's out of the seventh book of the Bible. Five books of Pentateuch, and then comes Joshua. Then come Judges. In Judges, a young man was born. His name was Samuel, or Samson. And the angel of the Lord came down to a certain man named Manoah. And he came to Manoah and his wife, and he said, "Listen, you're going to have a baby." And she was barren. She couldn't have children. And all at once, children were born. Samson was born. And so often happens, as it happens today, men and women are not true to their husbands. They are horrible. I watched a movie last night. I didn't like to watch it, but somehow I was able to watch it. And the woman was horrible in her, true to her husband. I've known women all my life like that. Unfortunately, the guy speaking to you has been a terrible person. Meaning, I have never been true to a woman. That's horrible. But somehow along the line, God found me, cured me of that disease of wanting other women, and put me on the road to righteousness. I wish I was righteous, but I'm not. But I try. So here, a lady was with child, and
she was with child. Daddy, did we lose you? Give him a second. Hold on, I'm going to go see if I can find him. I don't know what happened. Hold on, guys, don't go anywhere. People that are listening now or will listen to it later. Let me see if I can find him. And if we can't get him, I'm going to ask him to call back. Or maybe it's his phone. Listen, we've all had phone problems before, haven't we? Hold on, I'm calling him on the phone. Dad, we can't hear you.
Can you hear me?
I got you on my phone now, so I can hear you now. but I couldn't.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. So you're going to have to do this like this, okay? So instead of calling in, and sometimes things just happen. Life happens, but you got a great story. We want to hear it, and, you know, and that's a good thing. So tell us.
Anyway, Samson goes down, and he sees this beautiful lady. God, I'd like to have her. Have you done that before?
Yeah. Yeah, me too. Well, not yeah. I thought we were talking about something else. Sorry. Okay.
No, sorry about them. This is sort of about them.
Okay.
Anyway, he said, I gotta have this place. Doesn't tell you, he said, oh, get that woman for me. And he said, well, aren't there people here in Judah that's even more lovely? I don't know about that, Daddy. I want that lady there. So like a good father, like as they are today, he went and negotiated the price of the lady, and she became his wife. A strange thing happened. He's on his way down to the lady's house. You know, I'm talking about the 21st century, but we're talking about early in around the 1400 B.C., that's before Christ. And there's a lion, L-I-O-N, came out of the bushes to attack them. And he, with bare hands, the Lord helped him. With the bare hands, he slayed that lion with his hands, tore the carcass apart, left it there in the vineyard. The day that he came to visit his wife again, I went into the vineyard. There lay this lion, and the honeycombs, bees, and made honeycomb in it, and honey. He scooped the honey out, eat part of it, brought it to his parents, and they ate it. Anyway, he got down to his wife's house, and the Philistines, Father, I didn't tell you this, but the Philistines were power to time. They had rained havoc on Israel for 40 years. And they were harassing Samson. Samson said, well, if you can understand this rule I'm going to give you, I'll leave everything alone. So they tried it and tried and tried. In 7 days, they hadn't solved the riddle. So they can finally convince his wife if she would find out, they would not hurt her or her parents or leave everything alone. So she agreed. And even on the 7th day, she was crying. And she said, you told me that you would solve the riddle for me. He did solve the riddle. Of course, it was his riddle. She told the men of Israel and Philistines the riddle. And he said he was concerned because he knew that she had tricked him. This is something that I used to call women after I tire of them. And he said, if you had not plowed with my heifer, now what the hell, what does that mean? If you had not plowed with my heifer.
Sweet talk. Just kidding.
That's sweet talk?
Yeah.
Maybe that's the reason I got slapped for a tire, call a woman a heifer.
Yeah, never do that. That's no fun.
If you had not plowed with my heifer, you would not have found out about my wife. Anyway, story goes on. And he rules over the Philistines. What else will happen to you? None of the young thing. The Philistines came and camped in Judah and made a raid on Leah. And he went to bed with her, and he slept with her as a heifer.
Wow.
She would try to train him again, but he didn't listen. As soon as he'd finished speaking, he threw away his vanity. He jumped on the Philistines and he slew them. At that time, there was they were at the threshing floor, grabbed a bunch of boxes, tied the tails together, lit them on fire, and the whole place were in flames. And then they came to kill him again. And what he did was he took a jawbone of a fox, not a fox, an ox, and he lit it up, and it blew 3,000 of them with the rock, a jawbone of an ass.
Wow.
He said, nobody can touch me. Nobody, because God is with me. You know, we talk today, we live today as if there is no God. But I'll remind you folks that there is a God. Mr. Holy, as my daughter calls the Holy Spirit, she calls me every day and she says, Mr. Holy talked to me today. How many of you talk to God and expect him to answer back? But God does answer back. I don't care what you ask him, God will answer you back. If you are in need of God, and if you're in the fellowship of God. And Mr. Holy speaks to her. She calls her and said, Dad, did you know? I said, yes, I know, T. I've heard about it. Anyway, Samson killed 3,000 Philistines. And they were after him. The men turned against the men of Israel, were scared to death. Because the Philistines, by the way, you know where the Philistines came from?
Palestine.
Where?
Palestine.
Well, they weren't living in Palestine, but they came from Lot's daughter.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, you told me that. Right. That's okay. Yeah, but she didn't. Was that the one that had the sex with the? Never mind. I'm getting confused. Go ahead.
Two daughters had sex with the father.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what I thought.
While they were in a cave in the mountain, and one of them was a Philistine. One I'm born became the Philistine tribe. The other was Moab. But anyway, the men of Judah told Samson that, do you realize what you've done? You caused a great fire that's destroyed half the crops of the threshing floor, and they're going to kill us for it. We'll let us tie you with ropes, and we'll hand you to the Philistines. He said, whatever you do, you may hand me to the Philistines. But don't let them kill me. Don't let them come at me. He said, okay. So there he was tied up. They delivered him to the Philistines. And he killed all that came at him. He broke the ropes like his strings. And they were astonished at his power and his might. As he went on through life, ruling the Philistines, because at that time, everything he touched was of God. Why he had to have strange women, I don't know. Why did I have to have strange women? I don't know. But God has cured me from it. God replaces my desires with his desire. God can love me, and I feel reassurance with me. Because I know one day I'll be with him. And I lean on him every day to rescue me. Samson went to Gaza. He saw a prostitute. And she is dead in the water. Prostitute's name was Delilah. Samson and Delilah. So they came to Delilah, the Philistine, and said, after this, he loved a woman called Delilah. And he said to the men said to Delilah, said, listen, somehow you have got to rescue us by finding out his secret of what his strength comes from. They know the Lord. He said, well, I love the guy. I don't know what I can do there. But if you do this, we'll give you 1,100 pieces of silver. So Delilah said to them, please tell me where your great strength lies, or how you might be bound, that one could subdue you. So Samson went along with her. He said, okay, I'll tell you. And gave her a test. This is how you can do it. She did it. Told the Philistine, said, come out of your room, out of the room, and you can seduce him right now. Well, obviously it didn't work. So she tried again. And he said, what's wrong with you people? What's wrong with you, my wife? Why is she doing this? She cried aloud. She said, you're mocking me, Samson. I asked you a question. You lied to me. He said, okay, I'll tell you the truth. So she said, if you take my hair and do it a certain way, and on and on and on, she said, they can subdue me. I have no strength left. Well, again, he lied. And she did. And then she called the men in. And then he slayed them. And she was crying to herself and to Samson. And she said to Samson, the Philistines are upon you, Samson. They woke her in sleep and pulled 10, so all the way to the hair they didn't wear up with. She said to him, how can you say that I love you when you're here, when your heart is not with me? Now remember, guys, girls, whatever you are, Delilah was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful lady. I hate to call her a lady, but she was. She was beautiful. Samson said, well, I want to tell you the truth, honey. Please don't deny me this truth. If you cut my hair, which God had said, do not touch the hair on his head, he'll take my strength. That don't happen today, right? No, I agree with you that God changes us to what he wants us to be, but he doesn't speak to us like that anymore. Will he speak to us? Well, you can ask my daughter, you can ask me, you can ask the people who know God, and Mr. Holy will talk to you. Regardless of that, Dave on the couch made love to him. And that's like all men, they like to take a nap after have a cup of coffee and a cigarette. If you smoke, fine. If you don't, no, not fine. You should never smoke. But anyway, he went to sleep. Where did he lay his head? In her lap. After he was sound asleep, she cut the locks of his hair. And she said, Samson, wake up. They're here. They're going to get you. He finally came awake and the moan, and he said, oh, heck, I can handle these people. But he couldn't. He was without strength. They got a hold of him, gouged his eyes out, bound him in chains, and put him in prison. Delilah sent the money, of course. But in prison, his hair began to grow back. They didn't pay attention to that. During one of the festivals, they took Samson out of prison before the crowd and made fun of him, made circles around him, laughed and joked and hollered. That's who they were. And Samson prayed to God, God, please deliver me. Let me die today, but before I die, allow me to take the afflictions with me. Now, they were in a building. Let me see if I can describe it. It's a coliseum. Two stories, with pillars, strength to hold it up. They brought Samson in and made fun of him, made him dance and all that kind of stuff they did at that time. And Samson said to one of the people, he said, put me here next to these cogs. He could not see, you remember, he's blind. And they propped him up beside a pillow. He tested where the pillow was. Next pillow he tested. He found out that he could take one hand and put it on one pillow. With the other hand, as the right hand, he could put it on the other pillow. Then Samson said to God, please, please, God, take my strength to use it against the Philistines. And the Holy Spirit rushed on him. With all his might, he took these two pillows. There were many pillows, but of course there were two pillows that he was propped up against. And he tore the pillows down with strength. And more Philistines died that day than he had died in all the time that he had been the prophet. And God honored his strength of slaying the Philistines. Many have died that day as the Colosseum collapsed around him. Obviously, Samson was cured. God honors the words of his prophet. God honors you if you will pray to him. As Jesus, my daughter called Mr. Holy, the Holy Spirit, Mr. Holy. He called Jesus Yeshua. And God talked to her. Now, why would somebody talk to my daughter? I realize who my daughter is. I raised her. She's nothing special. Well, to me, she's very, very special. But to you, she isn't. But God talked to her. He'll talk to you if you will ask him. God said, whatever you ask in my name, I will do. Now, why did they do it then? Because they don't have faith. We don't have love. We don't have the Holy Spirit. You realize the Holy Spirit will. When I say Holy Spirit, I'm talking about Holy. He will guide you in what you have to say. He'll not let you ask anything that God does not want to happen. But as you ask, as he gives, he'll do it. So today, you just see life as it is. You see how unholy we are. And thank God he cured me of mine. Don't go out here and lay with every heart that you can get your hands on. And Samson said, who plowed but my heifer? Nobody, because my heifer belongs to God.
Okay.
All right, so you got any questions?
Yeah, so the heifer... See, I thought the heifer, he was calling his heifer, oh, his wife a heifer, but that's not true, right? He was calling, okay, the ox was an ox. I get that. The heifers were women, I thought, the women in his life. Okay. Huh. And so,
he called his wife the heifer.
Okay.
I'm surprised that you're doing.
All right. Well, so he calls his wife a heifer. And he says his wife is from God. Is that what he said? Or belongs to God?
No, I said my heifers belong to God.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. Oh, okay, okay. By the way, guys, who's listening now or listening later, he never calls me a heifer. I'm his daughter. I hope not anyway. So, yeah. Yeah, and you're teasing, right, Dad? Okay, good. So just so you know how women are. We women, we can take offense a lot. That's good. And then, so... The riddle, so you're saying the riddle was always his hair. The first riddle, and she never gave, how many times did he give her, you know, did he fool her? I counted three, okay?
There was three marriages.
Okay. And so all three, he gave him a riddle, and they never could solve it until he, what made him give it to Delilah?
L-O-V-E.
Okay, now here's another question. Thank you for answering that. So he gave it to her because of love. Great. But come on, Dad. You know, she's not the smartest. She's pretty smart. I mean, I'm looking at him. You know, he's not the smartest or sharpest marble there. I mean, really, come on. You know, so because of love?
Stop a second. The most powerful thing in the world. It's love.
Okay.
He was a sharp guy.
Okay, I understand that.
And Delilah slay him with love. If you love somebody, you can almost be blind with it.
And then I'll accept that. So fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Fool me three times, then I'm going to knock the pillars out, and you're going to be, like, gone. Right? Is that the deal? Right? So, funny. Yeah, I know. And I respect that. You know, so his hair started growing back, and then he was able to take the pillars and knock them out, knock the building down with that. Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
But now, you said that there were three marriages.
Okay. I understand that now. Okay.
So it's only, well, I better not say that. So, but there's three marriages. Three times he was condemned with lies.
Right.
But only one time with Delilah did he absolutely tell the truth.
Absolutely told her. Okay, fair enough. Absolutely told the truth. Huh. And he did it because he loved her.
What he loved her without reason.
Wow.
He loved her for everything.
Yeah, wow.
And we should always love for everything.
I agree with you on that. I do. But
there's a lot of people that are listening tonight. If they had that kind of love from their mate, they'd be different.
Mm, okay.
And we all are looking for love.
Well, okay, go back to that. If they had that kind of unconditional love, is that what you call it? Unconditional, passionate love?
That's true.
Okay, I'm asking this because a lot of my clients have challenges with love. So how would they be different if they had unconditional love? I want to hear what you say about that. That's a good statement, by the way. I like it.
The question was, how would they be different?
Yeah, you said if they had, if our mates gave us unconditional love and we gave them unconditional love, how would we be different?
Well, I'm going to answer it by an example.
Okay.
If you have unconditional love to your mate.
Right.
Remember that anything he or she wants that is not against God. God's
right.
Control of everything. We will be honored. And when you have true love that honors it all, that you want, you will be honored.
Okay.
Right. I don't normally say this too often. Maybe I shouldn't say it, but I'm going to say it. If I was 21 years old, I think it was 20 years old, and I fell in love with a beautiful, 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 beautiful lady. She's intelligent. She's smart. She would do anything in the world for me. I could make love to her. When I finished, I had to squeeze revenue of love. Did I hold on to that love? No, I was stupid. I had gone to college, studied psychology, studied everything. But I couldn't control myself. How many men or women can't control themselves? But God can help you. Everybody, everyone should look to God for guidance. Lean on God. You will not fall. Go ahead.
No, that's all I have. Thank you for answering that question. That's thank you. I appreciate it. So anyway, I want to say this. We're going to get in the near future. My father, I always call him Daddy Dearest because I love him, will be doing a workshop. We're going to have workshops with angel coaches, and he does God coaching. And so be ready and looking out for that because we're going – I just got to get the site and everything ready, and we'll be good to go. So you guys will enjoy. You go ahead, Dad. Close the show because we're running out of time.
Good. Bye-bye, baby. Happy birthday again.
All right. Thanks, Dad. Take care,
see
everybody.
You next week.
All right. Well, you'll see me a little later because I'm going to call you. All right. Bye, everybody.
See you. Bye.
Bye.